animals down the drain.
It's time for the Press Box with Brad and Ben.
It wasn't even like it was close. It was a landslide victory. Game. Blouses.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
But it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I tell you, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. I mean, I mean, everybody's got to have something to talk about. Everybody's got to have something to write about. That's what makes the world go around. That's what makes it fun.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence, and nobody can hang with my stuff. I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
And now, Brad Sinkoff and Ben Bilstead on WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
Morning and welcome to the Press Box. How you doing today? Brad Sinkoff hanging out here in the Party One Security Studios with none other than Mr. Orr 24. Zach Orr filling in for about an hour. Ben Milstead will be joining us after that. Thank you for listening to WCCP 105.5 The Roar on a Friday. That's right, August the 10th. We're wrapping up another work week, just getting you just a little bit closer. 22 days. By the time we come back, we'll be under 20 days. Whew. Till the start of the college football season. Cannot wait. We'll talk a little college football today and get into a lot of different things here. Very, very busy, action-packed show for you. Especially this hour. Got a couple guests lined up. Going to have Mr. Roy Philpott join us coming up at the end of this hour in the final segment. I want to talk with him about this new, we haven't really got into it, the new NCAA basketball changes. New rule changes to hoops. Roy covers, does a lot of hoops games for ESPN, knows a lot of coaches, knows the landscape very well. So we'll get his thoughts on that. Plus, we'll kind of gauge what Roy's thinking of what's going to happen in college football this season. He made some picks he put out on Twitter earlier this week. So we'll discuss that with Roy coming up. At the end of this hour, got Eric Boynton coming up in the third and final hour of the show. Break down a little Carolina Panthers for you. They had a little preseason game last night in which there was a little incident on the field. Nothing got out of hand, but it was two people who do not like each other. We'll discuss that with Eric Boynton, who's been covering a lot of Panthers camp. They're actually wrapping things up after they get back from Buffalo this weekend. And into early next week, and they'll be done at Wofford. So we'll discuss that with Eric in the final hour. Zach, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, man. Appreciate you having me for the first hour here. I've been looking forward to it all week, to be honest with you. So very, very excited to do this 1 hour with you.
Look at you pulling OT on a Friday.
Oh man, hurts, but we're here. We're happy to be here, and looking forward to listening to Roy here. Haven't talked to him in a bit. And Bob Iback and all the good stuff you have planned for the first hour.
Yeah, we got Bob Iback coming up in the next segment. You are a man of the station. You are a team player.
Oh, for the brand, always.
And
company man.
If you want to go Kelvin Benjamin and call out Roy Philpott before we bring him on,
yeah.
make him your Cam Newton.
Sure.
Call out his accuracy or whatever you want.
I read it this morning. I hadn't read it until this morning, like what he said, and brutal. Like just brutal against Cam Newton. And I guess he didn't want to. Did he make those comments before or after the game?
He made them way before the game, like several days ago.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't look Cam in the eye in that little pregame.
He did have a really good game, though. Kelvin Benjamin showed up. That's the thing. If you're going to call out the other team or a player on the other team, you better play well against him. Now it's preseason and nobody really cares.
Hey, he had a nice little touchdown last night.
It might be his best game of the year.
Had a nice little touchdown last night.
What if that's his best game of the year?
That'd be tough.
Oh, that would be
tough. That'd be really tough.
Yeah.
But that was nice. Cam Newton, if you've missed it for somehow, way, shape, or form, and you haven't been on Twitter or any kind of social media, they had a little exchange in the pregame where – was it Mike Tolbert that was in the group originally?
It was Thomas Davis.
That was Thomas Davis?
Davis kind of was set it up. He went over there to talk to
– Is that what it was?
Yeah, to Benjamin, and then let Cam kind of come in.
Cam comes in, goes for the handshake. It is quickly denied, and there's some back and forth. The smile fades from old Cam Newton. He shoos Thomas Davis away, and words are exchanged. Nothing like too heated, but you can tell there's some animosity there, and the rest is history.
Well, I mean, Cam was trying to smooth things over. He put his hand out.
Yeah.
Benjamin wanted nothing to do with him.
Great.
Just left him hanging.
Yeah.
It would be funny if Cam would just held his hand up the entire time for the rest of the conversation. Be like Barney on How I Met Your Mother when nobody will give him a fist bump and he just holds it for hours. That's what he should have done. Neither player wanted to talk about this after the game. Cam didn't even talk to the media. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he just walked right past everybody, made some little comment as he got on the bus, and Benjamin talked a little bit about it, but didn't say anything. Here's what Thomas Davis said about it. Are you ready for this?
Do you have the Benjamin quote from before as well?
I'll give you that in a second.
I'll find that. You go ahead and read Thomas Davis.
Thomas Davis was the only one who actually really said anything. He said, quote, "I walked away to allow them an opportunity to talk things out. That's what it was. Just brothers having a conversation. It's one of those things. You go up to a guy, you talk about it. You hash things out, or you don't." End quote.
Or you don't.
He didn't just leave it hanging. You hash things out. He finished it with, "or you don't." They didn't hash anything out. No love lost there.
Boy.
Between those two guys. We'll be discussing that more coming up in the final hour with Eric. But, yeah, pull that quote up.
I can't because it's on The Athletic and I don't have a subscription.
No, boy. You don't listen to Daniel Shirley? Has he not convinced you to get a subscription yet? My goodness.
No, he hasn't. Not yet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He basically says he wasn't an accurate quarterback.
Well, okay, here's the thing. He's both right and wrong. Okay, he's right. He's not wrong in saying that Cam's not the most accurate quarterback. Okay, I mean, let's be honest.
He goes, "I would have more success with a guy like Aaron Rodgers." And you know what the second name he said? Eli Manning.
Oh.
Big Ben, anybody like that. That's what he said.
Was it 2008?
How's that grab you?
What's hey, was he naming all these quarterbacks from 2008?
Eli looked just fine last night. Eli looked just fine. And thank goodness, because Davis Webb looked awful last night. Absolutely terrible.
How's that make you feel?
Terrible.
Yeah. Well, back to Benjamin and Cam for a second. So he's not wrong basically in saying that Cam isn't very accurate because statistics tell that story.
Sure.
That's proven data. But he also didn't talk about the fact that Cam had his best year when Kelvin Benjamin didn't even play when he was hurt.
Also true.
So there it can go both ways here. And I, you know, who knows if they, according to Thomas Davis, they were trying to hash it out. A texter got in on Health Their Text Line, 986-1566, doesn't think they were trying to hash it out. Thinks Cam was just kind of going over there to gauge what Benjamin was wanting to do. I don't know. It felt like a setup that went pretty much wrong.
I'm trying to see some hands get thrown, is what I was trying to see.
See, they wouldn't do that. Not in a preseason game.
Do they play in the regular season?
No. In fact, I don't think they're supposed to play each other for about 2 or 3, maybe 3 years from now.
Yeah, so it's Super Bowl or nothing.
Yeah, well, did you really just say Super Bowl or nothing?
That's what it would be.
A sentence with Buffalo
for the Bills and the Bills that made the playoffs last year.
The Bills that made the playoffs last
they
year.
They did.
The Bills team that could not gain a first down against the Jags in the playoffs.
Or did they not make the playoffs last year?
They did make the playoffs with a different quarterback.
Yep,
so that was Tyrod Taylor.
He going, "Did you see Josh Allen last night?"
Oh, boy.
Josh Allen
oh
has
boy.
A cannon for
oh,
our...
we're going to so overreact to so Ooh, many things that happened last
goodness
night.
Goodness gracious.
I can't wait.
I thought it was hilarious that the fans in attendance gave him a standing O for the 65-yard incomplete pass that he completed. It just was out of bounds. And they went, just lost their mind because Tyrod Taylor can only dream about throwing 65 yards. He can actually get it there. And it was just really funny to see the reaction to a good arm in Buffalo.
Yeah, they haven't, you're right. They haven't had somebody who could launch the ball down the field since Jim Kelly. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they've had somebody, but
he throws ropes.
Yes, he does. And that's the thing. Now, did you see Baker Mayfield?
I did, unfortunately.
Oh, did you watch
yes,
that game?
I watched parts of the game. I watched the whole first quarter. We were out at a restaurant, and they had the TV on there, so I watched that. Didn't talk to Kristen at all the whole time. It was great. And we watched that, and I went home and kind of followed it through Gamecast and then on Twitter and saw some highlights. And Baker had a nice, nice showing in the first preseason game against the Giants last night.
He did. He had a very nice showing.
200-plus yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions.
I tell you, there were so many things that he did that I liked in terms of, now, the windows that he threw into, he was not afraid of tight windows.
Baker, no.
No. I mean,
he's throwing against 2s and 3s, right?
That's what I wanted to say. Yeah. You have to give that caveat. Yeah. He absolutely is. Those windows will be a little bit tighter when he's going against 1s.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he wasn't scared, he wasn't second guessing anything. He just, that's the thing. Say what you want about Baker Mayfield and his antics. I don't like the things he does, but you got to respect his fearlessness in the way he plays the game. He just goes in balls. Like, I don't think he doesn't overthink what he's doing. He just reacts to situations and plays ball. And you don't see that in a lot of young quarterbacks. I think that's kind of what maybe might separate him from some of these other guys.
I still firmly believe this is Tyrod Taylor's team until proven otherwise.
Mm.
He was 5 for 5 last night with a touchdown. He did perfectly. And if you've watched any of the first episode of Hard Knocks, it is Tyrod Taylor's team. That is who is going to be the starting quarterback week one for the Cleveland Browns. There's no doubt about it.
I think...
Also, Hugh Jackson's an idiot.
Well, here's the thing. You can predict what you think is going to happen in terms of who's the starter and when the change in the guard and all that occurs. You can almost be guaranteed of one constant.
What's that?
The Browns will screw it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll make the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Either way. I mean, whether they go with Tyrod or they go with Baker... In the end, it's going to be the bad call.
This is a team coming off an 0-16 season. Let's say they start 0-3, right? They lose the first 3 games. You're losing 19 in a row, dating back to last year. I don't even know what it is to the year before that. It's probably in the 20s. You're going to be hearing pressure from the fans, from the media, probably from inside the locker room to get a change and try to spark something just to get in the W column, right?
Yeah, pull up the Browns schedule real quick. I want to think about when, because I
talking Cleveland Browns football. Baby.
We talk Cleveland Browns football like every day. It's ridiculous. But I hate myself for it already.
Cleveland Browns.
I really do. You have no idea. But the thing is, Tyrod Taylor might be the worst quarterback to be in front of Baker Mayfield. Like, he needs somebody who's completely incompetent.
Okay.
If he had Nate Peterman in front of him, then there's no competition.
Let's talk about
DeShone Kizer.
Their September schedule.
Mm, all right.
They open up the year at home. At home. In the dog pound, baby. Big Ben and the Steelers come to town. That's a big fat L, right? They travel to New Orleans the next week and just take one on the chin. Sunday night football, I believe, or is this a Monday night game? What's the 20th? No, that would be a Thursday night game. Yeah. They have the Jets at home. You can win that. You can absolutely win that game.
It's a
W. And then, you know, they finish out September at Oakland or at the Raiders, whatever we're going to call them these days.
Vegas, Oakland,
yeah.
L.A., where, you know, mm-hmm. wherever their next or last stop.
I mean, you're looking at maybe 1-3 in September?
No, well, yeah, you probably are.
I mean,
okay.
you get just wrecked in the first 2 games of the season.
But what if it's not Tyrod's fault? I mean, what if he's playing well and managing the game and not turning it over? And
what if it is?
Then they're going to make a change.
I mean, my goodness, you're going to make a change by October and have the Ravens come to town and throw them out there against them?
This is not a Houston Texans.
Baker versus Lamar in week 5 of the season, question mark?
Maybe. Well, yeah.
He looked good last night.
Yeah, he did. He looked much better.
Yeah.
I think they just drew up a horrible... They didn't drop a game plan for him in that Hall of Fame game. They just threw him out there and said, go run the only plays you know.
Yeah.
I think they sort of integrated him in the offense in a different way last night. But if you're the Browns and you're looking at the schedule like this, this is not a Houston Texans situation, though, Zach. This isn't like Tom Savage was clearly an awful quarterback. We knew it in the preseason. We knew it the first 5 minutes of the regular season. There was no doubt. So it was just, why are they not starting DeShone Watson? Tyrod Taylor can manage this team just fine.
Yep.
And so I don't think there's going to be this, you know, huge push. They've got to hurry up and rush in Mayfield in the middle of a game, is what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to make a change in the middle of a game. So it's going to have to come after probably a bad stretch of games in which they're just maybe. Here's how he gets on the field. Tyrod Taylor doesn't make mistakes, but the offense is not explosive. They have done nothing but go out and sign and draft and do everything they can to be an explosive offense.
Landry, Callaway had a great night last night for them.
Callaway.
What is it, Njoku? How do you say this tight end's name?
Njoku.
If Josh Gordon, if he's there, I mean, that four-headed monster of receiving options for you, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. It's one of the better options in you know, top half of the league.
If they sign Dez Bryant,
yeah,
which are getting closer, he's going to come visit this week.
Good for them.
Gosh, I hope they get it, don't you?
I hope they sign that cancer to the program.
if they have him and if they get Josh Gordon back mentally healthy,
yep,
and you throw in Jarvis Landry, how are you not explosive?
You're not throwing in. Jarvis Landry is the centerpiece of
that. He's kind of the bell cow here.
He's
right.
Unbelievable.
You have to play Baker Mayfield because he's going to get those guys the ball better than Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Come on, man. I like Tyrod. He's a nice guy.
Dude, no, I wanted Tyrod on the Redskins.
I just don't know why you don't like Tyrod Taylor. It's just
I love Tyrod Taylor. I wanted him in Washington before they went out of
sight. No Alex Smith last night. What happened?
You
don't want to risk injury to new players?
don't even start.
Was that too
don't
soon?
Even start. Is that's that way too soon. That hurt. That really did. I thought we were boys. And
do we still have that bet with Geis and Saquon Barkley?
Negotiations are pending. My client is not. We don't know his health right now. If he's able
did
to
you
take
still want to make it after watching Saquon's first touch from scrimmage in an NFL game?
Did you see Geis's run?
How many? What was it?
He got hurt. It was like a 19, 20 yard run.
That's cute. Try 39.
It was a really pretty run.
Try 39.
But he got hurt on it. And then they threw a flag, so it came back.
Oh, no.
I mean, really? Do we need to see Alex Smith hand off last night? We didn't.
Do we need to see him throw the ball a little bit? Get some camaraderie with those receivers. Get a little confidence built up, no?
We'll pick up some NFL talk coming up in the next segment. You've angered me to the point I just have to go to break at this point. What is it? Ben Milstead, get in here.
I know. He's in a meeting now. There's nothing I can do.
Unbelievable.
You got me for another 40 minutes.
Quick break. Back after this.
Head to Bojangles for their two-piece dinner, two-wing dinner, or one-breast dinner for just $3.99 each.
Hendrick Honda, surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easley help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easley, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easley vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easley, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Hi, I'm Evan, Vice President of the Health There, proud husband and father of three. I've worked for a lot of heavy hitters in the health and wellness industry, and I'll admit, I was skeptical when I heard about the Health There's 90-Day Cellular Health Program. I've seen a lot of things come and go that claim to get fast results, but after a few days with the clients and staff, I called my wife in shock. I told her I've never seen anything like this. Clients are getting off their medications and reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, IBS, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and even sleep apnea in just a few weeks. I couldn't believe it. Since that day, I have a reignited passion about a program that actually works. But don't take my word for it. I was skeptical, and you probably are too. Come on in for your free consultation, and I'll let my staff show you how to reverse your symptoms the easy way. And if we can't help you, I'll give you your money back. Call now, and I'll give you a free consultation with a health coach. My coaches are standing by to talk to you right now. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME, or go to idaregreenville.com.
The 105.5 The Roar annual NCAA college football kickoff show is Thursday, August 16th at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. The whole crew will be on hand to break down the 2018 college football season from 5 until 8 at Twin Peaks, sponsored by Engineered Sleep.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you have to know and trust for 17 years. It covers everything a Tiger fan will want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2018 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine entitled Clemson's Steel Curtain at Walmart, Bilo, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, Circle K, Dollar General, or visit TigerTime.net to order online. Don't miss out.
Step inside the press box on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
Now back to Brad and Ben.
Welcome back to the press box. Hope everybody's having a great Friday morning thus far. We're going to try to get you through the weekend here. All day long here on WCCP. Now, let's get to the Northland Communication phone lines. We're going to bring on our good friend, Bob Iback, who has a great, great thing going on right now you're going to be very interested in. Bob, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Brad. Nice to be with you again, and always appreciate being on the Roar, getting ready for college football season again. And I got a little bit of a taste of it the other day when I was watching Brian Dawkins go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, first ever Clemson football player to get into Canton, Ohio. Well, I mean, just so well-deserved, and what a great career he had, not only down your area back in the 90s, but also playing 16 years in the NFL, 9 Pro Bowl appearances. And we've got something I think that is very historic for Clemson fans, because only 2018 of these full-size Rawlings footballs, Hall of Fame footballs that salute Brian Dawkins' great career, both at Clemson and in Philadelphia and a little bit in Denver, are going to be produced to raise money as a new foundation that he set up this summer. He was telling me it's called the Brian Dawkins Increase Foundation, and that will assist single mothers in a time of duress. The fundraising we get from this football, and I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you can get this in just a few moments, but it's going to be divided up among folks in South Carolina, where he attended Clemson, Philadelphia for his Eagles career, and also a little bit's going to go to Jacksonville, Florida, where he was raised. So we'll be able to monitor the calls as they come in and the sales, and we will appropriate those funds in order as they come in those areas. Now, before I give out the information on how to get this, there's going to be two ways. I do want to point out there's only 2018 of these footballs made. They come with a very nice acrylic display case, a number certificate of authenticity, and it's just $99. And what you'll get on the football is a beautiful color photograph of Brian and his Hall of Fame logo. We have some key stats from both his Clemson and Eagles career printed on one of the panels of the ball. Then on another panel, it's you get a little bonus if you're an Eagles fan. We have the Super Bowl title listed on there and some of the things that happened with the Eagles this past year for their first franchise ever Super Bowl title. So all that information is on this football. Again, it's $99, comes with that display case, and only 2018 will ever be made. So when you do something for the first time, as Brian did, becoming the first member of the Tigers to ever go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, these types of memorabilia become even more valuable. So if you'd like to help out his foundation, raise a lot of good things. Like I said, it's going to benefit. It's called the Brian Dawkins Increase Foundation that assists single mothers in a time of duress. Call this morning to order these, 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. And if you can't get through the phone line, go right to the website, NICOSports.com, NICOSports.com, and you can see the football there, and you can order it online. And I know these will be delivered to you in about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and you'll have a real nice treasure to add to some of the other Clemson memorabilia that we've done with you guys over the years. And I should point out one final thing, Brad, is that we have about 20 of the footballs still remaining in the collection of 5,000 that were not sold from the past year in the playoffs back in January. And so if you're a Tigers fan, you want to add to your collection from being in the Final Four, as I call it, the college football playoffs, we have about 20 of those full-sized footballs on just for Clemson that come with a display case. They're also $99. So when you call in that number, you can also ask about that. And if you're one of the lucky ones, only about 20 left. They informed me that this morning to let you guys know.
Wow. Yeah, I'd say get on those now with only 20 left. This Brian Dawkins football sounds tremendous, Bob. A great keepsake. And like you mentioned, just the fact that, you know, he gave such an inspirational speech. I mean, you can tell that Brian Dawkins is so much more about football and more about being a human being. And to help his calls out, I think this is a really good deal you guys got going on.
It really is. He's a five. I've met him on a couple of occasions. As hard-hitting as he was as a safety in the NFL, I mean, number 20, he struck fear into receivers coming over the middle. He is just as passionate and nice off the field. You would never know he hit people that hard on football field.
Yeah, he was. You're right about that. The personality certainly changed when he hit the field, but he, you know, people followed this man from his first time he ever set foot on Clemson's campus all the way through a Hall of Fame career. So make sure that you get in touch with him. Give out that number and that website one more time, Bob.
Sure, Brad. It's 1-800-345-2868. 1-800-345-2868. $99 will snag you this beautiful Brian Dawkins Hall of Fame football. First ever for Clemson to go in to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And it comes with a display case and a number certificate of authenticity. And if you want to just check it out and then order it, you can also go to the website, NICOSports.com, and that's spelled NICOSports.com. And I know you'll have a treasure. People will walk into your home or office and say, wow, where did you get that football? Because it's so limited. Only 2018 of these by Rawlings will ever be made, and it's full size. It's the real deal.
Wow. Great stuff, Bob. Encourage people to go check that out and get those Clemson footballs before they're gone. As Bob mentioned, just about 20 of those left. Thank you so much, as always, Bob. It's always good catching up with you.
Well, Brad, the same way here. I know I have a good feeling that we're going to be talking again come December, because I think the Tigers are going to have one heck of a season, and they're my pick to win the whole national championship this year.
There you go. Good stuff, Bob. Appreciate it as always. I think you're right. We'll probably be getting back in touch with you here in a few months down the road.
Okay, listen, have a wonderful weekend. Be safe now.
You too. Take care. Bob Iback with those very limited edition Brian Dawkins footballs. I like that. Should be a lot of fun.
2018 of them.
Land one of those. 2000, yeah. That's not many. They're going to go quickly. Mm-hmm. I know the Eagles fans are going to want those. Clemson fans are going to want those. So make sure you get in touch with them today. Get on that. So we appreciate Bob joining us today. The Eagles played last night, didn't they?
They did.
They played the Steelers?
They did.
I know the Steelers won, but I didn't get any information out of that
game.
Well,
Carson Wentz didn't play last night. Nick Foles didn't play last night, so how do you think that game went?
Okay, so really, they didn't. The Eagles did not play last night. Yeah, is what you're telling me.
So it didn't go particularly well for Philadelphia last night, but they showed up. They showed up.
Fair enough.
They showed up, lost 31-14 to Pittsburgh.
Back to your boy, Saquon Barkley. That run was impressive. I give you that 39-yard run to open the game.
No, I'm glad you'll concede that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had 4 yards on 4 carries the rest of the game. What happened?
They kept running him to the right side because I think they know Nate Solder and Will Hernandez can block well. They're not as convinced on Ereck Flowers, and they kind of want to test him. And he barely passed last night. I hate Ereck Flowers. I can't stand him.
I heard some stuff coming out of their camp that the offensive line, while it's better, is still not.
It's not where it needs to be right now. No.
I mean, they're hoping to get it to be average in the NFL.
Yes. Average would be great. Average would be great.
Hey, that's the motto
that's,
here.
That's why you drafted Saquon Barkley, right? He can turn an average offensive line into an above average one with the way that he can dance. That 39-yard run should have been a 2-yard run.
Yeah.
Should have been. If you go back and watch it, and then he turned it into a big game for that team. So just get you to an average level, and you'll be put on a above average platform.
I didn't like how you took a little swipe at me on Twitter last night.
I didn't take a swipe at you. I was checking on you.
No.
I was checking on you.
No, you were taking a shot at me.
That's not true. That's just a false statement. I saw a player who we won't talk about, Darius Geis, that blew his knee out.
He did not blow his knee out.
And and I know you're really high on him, really excited about him.
Very.
And I was just making sure someone, you know, found you and checked on you a little bit. I was worried for my personal friend Brad Sinkoff that things might not have gone well for you last night.
Nope. You wanted to bring attention to yourself on Twitter and call me out in front of everyone and point out that my new favorite player in the world just got banged up a little bit.
Well,
it's
the Redskins' way, isn't it?
He's going to be fine.
It's the Redskins' way. He's out an MRI today.
I know he's got an MRI today. He says he's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Well, this isn't like RG3. Like, you knew that knee was done.
Oh, yeah.
you knew that knee was probably never coming back. That was 2012 knee that was gone, 13 knee. I think hopefully Geis is not out. Like, Gruden didn't sound overly concerned about it.
Well, he's, you know, a very intelligent head coach in the NFL.
See, look at you. Right. More shots.
No, that's not a shot. I'm just more pointing shots. Out facts, right?
More.
Just pointing out facts. That's it. That's all.
You better hope the Giants win more games than the Redskins.
They will. I'm just telling you. They will. They'll be fine there.
We'll see about that.
But it was a lot of fun to watch the NFL last night.
It really was. There were so many games on.
I have games all across the board tonight. You can watch a couple more if your heart desires. If you're a Falcons fan out there, of course, they play at 7:30. They got the Jets on NFL Network tonight.
Mm.
So that should be fun for all you involved out there.
I hate myself for saying this kind of stuff. I recorded the Browns game last night.
Did you?
Yeah, the Browns Giants. I'm going to go back and watch all of Baker.
Another big monumental moment in that game. This was the first time in an NFL stadium that live in-game betting was happening in the stadium.
How about that?
Because New Jersey was the third state to adopt sports betting, and they had it inside MetLife last night. So
I also heard they were shuttling people over to the...
Yes.
Is it the racetrack?
Yeah, they have... it's a whole complex right around in there, and they have the betting over there near the racetrack. So it's, you know, it's a mile walk or whatever it is, and they had a shuttle going back and forth to the stadium, and you can go in and do that kind of stuff.
Oh!
But in New Jersey, fantasy... What are they just... Was it DraftKings?
DraftKings.
DraftKings released the app.
Yeah.
Where it's just live sports betting. Yep. So
you can sit in your seat.
You are in your seat watching the game unfold in front of you, and you can be placing bets during the game, during the action.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool, guys.
New Jersey's made $16.7 million in the first month alone just from a couple of places being open so far. It's been fantastic for the economy so far in AC and then, you know, state as a whole.
This is going to change the landscape of the NFL. How many years?
Won't comment on it yet.
They won't, but how many years is it going to take before the NFL embraces it and starts putting the pressure on states who haven't made it legal to make it legal?
Money, right? That's what the NFL does, and that's what they're going to continue to do. So if they have another way, another avenue to bring in some cash, they're going to pursue it, no doubt about it.
They will. They'll do this behind the scenes. They won't make this public, but mm-hmm. I guarantee you in the next year or two, they're pressuring these states, these teams, and to the owners and saying, talk to your state legislatures a little bit.
Yeah.
See what you can do.
Yeah.
This will all be behind the scenes. The NFL is so weird about how they handle sports betting, but with it being legal now, the opportunity to to rake that in. The NBA's like, arms wide open, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's sign a deal with MGM.
Yep.
Let's do this thing big. Of course, MGM is trying to get a team in Las Vegas, so it kind of made sense for them to link up. But NBA's just like, let's do it.
Let's do it.
PGA Tour's like, let's do it. I mean, they're finding ways now. They're working on that. So it's
something to keep an eye on.
It's just a matter of time. I mean, the NFL is going to be the biggest cash revenue stream for sports betting.
Might be something to ask our next guest about. He's always followed that pretty closely in terms of sports betting and stuff like that. Roy Philpott is going to join us in the next segment. Looking forward to that.
Quick break. Roy Philpott after this.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Looking for a steady job with medical, dental, and life insurance? Clark's is hiring. Join their team today and start your career. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-2847.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
This is Paul Heinauer, president of GlassPro. If you have any automotive experience and changed too many tires or done one too many oil changes, GlassPro has exciting long-term career options with generous pay and full benefits. Right now, we're hiring experienced autoglass technicians and mechanically inclined trainees, and we'll even pay you while you train. Apply online today at glasspro.net. That's glasspro.net.
It's your choice, GlassPro.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
The Press Box on 105.5 The Roar.
You know, I don't know the guy very well, but he is impressive.
Now back to Brad and Ben.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to, but can't stand to see me walk out the door.
Welcome back to the Press Box here on a Friday, WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We appreciate you listening today. A lot going on in college basketball, NFL, and of course college football. Let's try to get to all of that, or as much as we can, with our next guest, Mr. Roy Philpott from ESPN, joining us. Roy, how you doing this morning?
Brad, Zach, I'm doing very well. And before we get underway,
Obviously, congratulations are in order.
Yes.
For just about half the radio station, apparently. First off, Zachary Saquon Orr, congratulations on the engagement, and congratulations on Saquon Barkley's first carry. Last night, it went for 39 yards. It was very, very impressive. And I think Big Blue's got some big things headed their way this year with Barkley in the backfield. And then, Brad, also, congratulations to one Mickey Plyler. I mean, who knew at the ripe old age of 51 he would become a father for the first time? That's amazing, man. We can do anything these days. I now have hope for the future. With Zach being engaged and now Mickey becoming a dad for the first time. What a time to be alive.
A lot of growing up going on that morning show there, isn't there? Too much growing up, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable, honestly, just to think about it out loud for a second.
Well, we'll see how the dynamics of that show change over the course of the next year or two. That's going to change a lot. They're going to come in here, both of them come here worn out all the time, no sleep. Well, that's probably no different than most days anyway. But
Yeah.
Well, Roy, we appreciate you joining us today. I know is it getting to be a busy time for you? I mean, we're only 22 days away. I think you've got less than that before your first football game of the year, right?
Yeah. Not really. I mean, I'm not really busy, but it's starting to just kind of feel like that. I try to do the summer slim down at the end of the summer, just before they put my fat head on television. So I'm trying to, get in the gym a little bit more religiously and watch what I'm eating a little bit better. But
we going to Esso today, Roy?
Say what now?
So are we going to Esso for some tenders today then?
No Esso today, but I'd like to do that maybe in the next week or so if you're available.
Oh, fantastic.
Send me in for maybe some of that. But Brad, to answer your question, my first game's 3 weeks from today. I'm at Duke for their opener against Army, which I'm pumped about. And so, it's getting closer, and I'm reading everything. I listen to you guys whenever I can, and it kind of just puts you in that mood. It feels like it's going to be happening like this weekend, but the reality is we still got a couple more weeks to go.
Yeah, that is true, but, you know how things go. You'll take anything you can get right now and make it the biggest story that you possibly can. And football is right around the corner. Before we get into some more football, let's talk basketball for a second. Big news coming from the NCAA this week is they made some changes. First of all, the way this benefits the student-athlete, I'm always for giving the student-athlete more freedom, helping them control their destiny a little bit more. NCAA, to me, this was a no-brainer to allow them to come back to school if they aren't drafted. But what did not get done in this deal? Are there some things that you would have liked to have seen, and how do you feel about the players getting this kind of freedom?
Well, first off, with the freedom, I think that's the key word, is that we're seeing it move more towards a true free market. And I think we're seeing that even in college football and in college sports in general, where the NCAA is approving these waivers for guys that are transferring from school to school. If they have a reasonable excuse or a reasonable reason, if that makes sense. So it's becoming more of a free market, and I think we're starting to treat the amateur athletes, not necessarily more like professionals, but we're kind of getting away from amateurism just a little bit. It's more of a free market. And to your point, I think that's what it should be. That's really what it should be. So the fact that these guys now in college basketball, if they're not drafted, they have a chance to return to school. The fact that we now have elite high school players that can be with agents, and if they're drafted in the right spot, it makes sense. And, that they're going to be able to do the things that they want to do long term. All that is very encouraging. But I think to your point, this is the first step in a very complicated process to where we're going to see even more freedom allowed for amateur athletes. We're going to see even more freedom allowed for transfer players. And I don't want to say it's going to be like free agency, but I think we're getting closer to that. And it kind of does open Pandora's box. Just look at the Josh Belk situation, where he signs with Clemson, practices during the spring. He's now enrolled at South Carolina. They've applied for a waiver, and I wouldn't be shocked at all if he's going to be able to play this year down in Columbia, which is going to be very interesting, and it adds some fuel to the rivalry. But I think all those things, it's just leading to this buildup to where we're kind of getting away from amateurism, and we're going to see, I think, even in a bigger picture, we're going to see the Power 5 schools, maybe the Power 6, including the American Conference. I think there's a lot of signs pointing that these schools are going to have the ability to break away and maybe even separate from the NCAA at some point. Mm. And I think the NCAA, bringing it back full circle, is doing all that it can to maintain the power that it has for right now. And if they don't become more flexible, I think it's just going to speed that process up. So I think, you know, Mark Emmert and what they're trying to do, I think it makes sense. But I also wonder, just thinking out loud, is it a bit too late? And are we going to see some massive changes in collegiate athletics? I think we are. And I think the ruling this week is they finally approved the recommendations from earlier this year. And I think the ruling this week is another step in that direction.
What about the NCAA in terms of – I mean, they're kind of passing the buck here in some ways, and they're putting a little more pressure on the NBA. They're trying to get USA Basketball to help them rate these players so they can figure out, you know, a better way to handle that with the agents and whatnot. And then also they're creating these like independent groups that can handle the investigations for them, but then they can still be kind of judge, jury, executioner here. I mean, what message is the NCAA sending us by making some of these changes that kind of went, you know, kind of got slid in with this great news about giving players more freedom?
Well, the verbiage on how they're going to enforce these rules is ambiguous. And to your point, you now have outside entities that are supposed to...
Oh, we lose Roy. Put him on hold real quick. Zach, see if you can get Roy back. Sorry about that. I'm a little technical difficulty there. Hopefully it's not on our end. phone lines can do that. But yeah, Roy was talking about NCAA. I think they certainly use the freedom of the players are getting, the ability to come out, go to the draft, and then come back to school. It was kind of a PR move in a way. They kind of masked this ability to slide in these other things because they're going to up the punishment on these coaches when they're going to start punishing ADs and people in the athletic departments and presidents as well. Let's get back to Roy Philpott. Roy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
All right. Yep. We're just talking about how the NCAA, I mean, what message are they trying to send here with some of these changes they're making that really a lot of the national media is hammering them on some of this stuff?
Well, I mean, the big message is the old way of doing business wasn't working. You know, the investigation in North Carolina seemed like it took 15 years to complete. We've seen other instances where it just takes too long to figure out what's happening. I'll tell you this too, Brad. There's still, in terms of college basketball, there still is this cloud over the sport. And the dust still hasn't settled, in my opinion, with the FBI investigation. I think there are still, according to people I've spoken with in the industry, college basketball and reporting, just the coaches, there's still a thought that the FBI investigation is going to come down on some big time programs. And, you know, the mess that happened at Arizona earlier this year, I don't think that that's been swept under the rug. I don't think that Sean Miller is okay. And I'm curious to see what happens there. I'm curious to see with some of the other programs I've heard about. So I think the fact that the FBI got involved helped precipitate some of these things happening that we've seen, the new rulings that we've been talking about this week. But I still think there's a cloud over college basketball in general. And that stuff, while not a lot of people are writing about it, not a lot of people are talking about it, it's going to rear its ugly head again. And I know we're only like 46 days away from the start of the college basketball season
crazy.
As practices get underway, which is crazy. But I wouldn't be shocked at all during that time frame between now and then we hear more about what's going on with the FBI. So file that one away, put that one in your back pocket, and also understand that I think a lot of that had a lot to do with some of these new rule changes. And ultimately, I think it's going to help the sport, but we're a long ways from just kind of clearing all those hurdles. And I'm curious to see what happens here, maybe in the next couple of weeks, according to what I've heard.
Wow, that's very interesting. We'll keep an eye out or ear out for that. And if it happens, we'd love to talk with you again about some of that goes on. Roy, let's switch over to football here. We have, of course, as you know, the annual WCCPFM kickoff show every year, the summer event of the season coming up next week for us. That's where we make our picks and, you know, we prognosticate and all that. You put some stuff out on Twitter this week. We'll get that in a second. But Ben and I were talking about this week. There's a pretty good chance. I mean, I'd say it's about almost 100% chance that the panel that's up there on Thursday at Twin Peaks in Greenville is going to have Clemson in the college football playoff. And as Ben mentioned, he's going to say, well, people are going to be like, oh, just a bunch of homers. But I want to gauge what you think, your pulse nationally on what other people think about Clemson. My argument is anybody from any state at this point is going to pick Clemson to be in the playoff. Do you think I'm right
how
about that?
How could you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, how could you not? And there's two thoughts to this. I mean, one, like, you know, I went to Clemson, Brad, and covered the program, and I'm a fan now on the outside looking in. And that side of me, I absolutely loathe, and I mean loathe, reading stuff from Phil Steele saying an historic front four in terms of how good they can be. Or you look at Sports Illustrated, and they're talking about Clemson's defensive line being the best ever. At the fan side of me, I don't want any piece of that. I hate hearing that stuff, and I hate reading that stuff, and I get this. Brent Venables and Dabo Swinney don't like it either, because I think it makes their job that much tougher, that much more difficult to make sure that those guys are motivated, that they stay even keel, and they're not the best thing to arrive at Clemson since, you know, the invention of sliced bread or something along those lines. So the fan side of me is just like, man, I'm reading all this stuff, and people are saying, you know, Sports Illustrated saying Clemson's going to be Alabama. You know, can they live up to those expectations? Because, as you know, they typically play better when people are doubting them. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. I think that means something. But the media side of me and the objective side, they are just too talented facing the schedule that they're going to face to not be considered favorites to reach the college football playoff. And you saw it earlier this week. I saw it 2 weeks ago at our college football seminar in Bristol. They released to us the playoff predictor, and Clemson was at the very top with like a 65% chance or whatever it was to reach the college football playoff. So, I mean, the pulse within ESPN, I can tell you, is heavy on Clemson because of the talent returning. And people are looking at the quarterback position saying, you know what, we don't really care who starts. If Trevor Lawrence beats out Kelly Bryant at some point, then he's really, really good, and Clemson's going to be even better because of it. If not, well, Kelly Bryant got you to the playoff last year in kind of a rebuilding type year. So I think the pulse nationally is this team is as well positioned as any team in the playoff era to reach the playoff again, in part because of the returning talent, in part because of Dabo Swinney, and also because of the schedule. Here's the other thing. They don't need to win at Texas A&M. I don't think enough people are talking about it. You could go down there and not play well, assuming you don't get blown out like Ohio State did at Iowa last year. Let's say you go down there and you lose 30-23, God forbid. As long as you run the table and as long as you win the ACC and you don't slip up anywhere else, I still think they're in the playoff. And even the pundits now are saying that, hey, they could lose one to the schedule somewhere. Maybe it's at A&M. Maybe it's at Florida State. As long as they win the ACC and that's just the one loss they have, they're still going to reach college football's pinnacle. So, to me, that's incredible to think that that's where this team is. And you asked me what the pulse is. I'm right there with everybody else. I mean, at this point, and it's a little scary to suggest it, but how could you not have them in, given who returns, given the schedule, and given just kind of this monster that Dabo has built in his 10 years there?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you have to be some unbelievable college football mind to be putting them in the playoff right now. Roy, we got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead and give us your picks. What do you think happens? Who are your playoff teams? Who's your Heisman winner? Who's your dark horse?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you're crazy at this juncture not to go Bama and Clemson. Georgia may have something to say about it. We'll see. I've got those two, Alabama, I got Clemson. I've got Wisconsin out of the Big Ten. It feels like it's their time, and that league is so tough. But it just feels like Wisconsin has been knocking on the door. I think this is the year they finally push through with Taylor at running back, and defensively they look a lot like Clemson to me. I don't know if they're as deep, especially in the front seven, but I think they remind me a little bit of what the Tigers bring to the table. So I'm going to say Wisconsin out of the Big Ten emerges. And I'm going to knock Ohio State down a couple of pecks. I think the Urban Meyer stuff, it doesn't help them win a title, and I think that's a big deal. So I'll go Wisconsin. And then a team will make it out of the Pac-12, and I think that's going to be Washington. Week one against Auburn, I like the Huskies to pull off the upset. That's going to be a tough game. Maybe that's a game they don't have to win, but I think they're going to play very well. Don't doubt Chris Peterson on the road in that kind of environment. He'll have his team ready. Jake Browning's a senior. I think he's healthy enough. Their secondary, I think, is the best in the country. So I'll go with the Huskies. So that's my four playoff teams, Brad. I like DeAndre Swift at Georgia to win the Heisman. And all the Georgia fans were chiming in on my Twitter timeline. saying, you know what, we love Swift, but there's so much talent back there. They got Zeus, Zamir White, who a lot of people think is even better than Swift, but I don't know that he's healthy right now. We'll see how that goes. Swift, to me, has a different gear, and I think Kirby's just going to run him 20 times a game. And to me, that's all it's going to take. So I like DeAndre Swift to win the Heisman. It's a little bit of a dark horse pick. And then the sleeper teams, I think Texas and Michigan were the teams I posted on Twitter. Tom Herman is such a great offensive mind. That team was close last year and got better as the season went along. I think Texas and the Big 12 is a team to look out for. And then the other team I had is a sleeper. Shea Patterson, now the quarterback at Michigan. Jim Harbaugh, is this the year they finally finish better than third in their own division? I think the answer is yes, and I think they're going to be another team with what's happening at Ohio State. Either Michigan or Wisconsin emerges from the Big Ten as its champion. So I'll go Michigan and Texas as dark horses. DeAndre Swift is the Heisman Trophy winner. And the four playoff teams, Bama, Clemson, Wisconsin, and UW, the Huskies from Washington.
Great stuff from Roy Philpott. Always an honor to talk to you, Roy. We appreciate you being on the show, and look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Yeah, anytime, my friend, and I look forward to hear the next big station announcement when somebody's getting married, having kids, or I don't know what's